Today on The Good Stuff, we're going to share a little information about the legendary Tombstone, Arizona, as we approach Halloween here in a couple weeks. And I've got some more of those, what doctors say and what they're really thinking. So we'll share those for you here a little bit on The Good Stuff. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. If you'd like to advertise, we encourage you to contact one of your local radio stations that you're listening to right now for The Good Stuff program. If you'd like to reach a little wider audience in the five-state region, give us a call here at the Good Stuff program. Send those inquiries to kimhburge@gmail.com.
Okie doke, Mikey.
Well, we did the ghost town of Bannock, Montana. How about the legendary Tombstone, Arizona? Got to be some ghosts around there for
absolutely.
Halloween. Due to its prominence during the days of the Old West, Tombstone is believed to be one of the most haunted places in the state. The legendary gunfight at the OK Corral made Wyatt Earp a household name and put this little town on the map. Visitors have claimed to see the spirits of cowboys long past inside the OK Corral, many wearing cowboy hats and drawing their guns only to have them disappear before their very eyes. Even the main streets of Tombstone are believed to be haunted by some of the most iconic cowboys who ever came to town. One well-known spirit is the town's first lawman, Marshal Fred White, who was accidentally, maybe, maybe not, shot in the street by Curly Bill Brocious. White has been seen lingering around the area where he was shot in the groin, which killed him 2 days later. So, legendary Tombstone, Arizona. Please share your Halloween stories by sending those to kimhburge@gmail.com. On a previous program, we started talking about what doctors say and what they're really thinking. So, a few more of those today. And I'll have you start off, Kim. Why don't we just start right there?
I'd like to prescribe a new drug. Guess what that means?
I don't know.
I'm writing a paper and would like to use you for my guinea pig.
Oh, no. Okay, the doctor says, if it doesn't clear up in a week, give me a call. What they really mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe it will go away by itself.
Oh, no. That's quite a nasty-looking wound. And what he really means is, I think I'm going to throw up.
Doctors don't do that, do they?
No.
All right, this may smart a little, and what they really are thinking, last week, two patients bit off their tongues when I did this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, well, we're not feeling so well today, are we? And what the doctor might mean is, I'm stalling for time. Who are you, and why are you here?
All right, this should fix you up, said the doctor. What they're really thinking is, the drug company slipped me some big bucks to prescribe this stuff.
Oh, no. Okay, here's one. Everything seems to be normal. Translated means rats. I guess I can't buy that new beach condo after all.
How about when the doctor says, I'd like to run some more tests? Well, that means I can't figure out what's wrong. Maybe the kid in the lab can solve this one.
Oh, jolly good. Here's one. There's a lot of that going around. Translated, my goodness, that's the third one this week. I'd better learn something about this.
And the final one, something that the doctor thinks after they say something, they say, if those symptoms persist, call for an appointment. Well, what they really are thinking, I've never heard of anything so disgusting. Thank God I'm going to be off next week.
Oh, no.
Anyway, no offense to our doctor friends out there and those in the medical profession, because we certainly do appreciate them, especially when we have something that we need to have looked at like that. So
that's right.
Thanks for jesting along with us.
That's right. So did you know that if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything?
Yeah, it's easier that way.
It is. Also, I like this. The principal thing that's so simple that a child can operate it is a grandparent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the truth. Self-control is keeping yourself from telling others how much you know.
Aha.
Yeah.
And words of wisdom.
Yeah, it's more shameful to distrust one's friends than to be deceived by them. And work banishes these three great evils, boredom, vice, and poverty.
There you go.
Okay, wrapping it up on this topic, whatever is begun in anger ends in shame.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good things to remember here as we leave you on this edition of The Good Stuff. But again, if you have items you'd like to send to The Good Stuff, Halloween related, maybe Veterans Day related coming up, because that's only a month away now, too. And we'll be talking about that. Send those to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.